Hello.
Hello, Sid. I'm Constantinos from Rock Overdose for the interview.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good.
Are you ready to start?
Say that again?
Are you ready to start the interview?
Yes.
So, first of all, I would like to know what are the latest news from Ministry Camp these days.
Well, we've been rehearsing since May 15th for this upcoming tour, and for the past several months, we've been working on a new Ministry album, and it's pretty much, the new record is pretty much done. It just has to be mixed and mastered, and the new record should be out sometime in the fall, but we've been concentrating on rehearsals for this upcoming European tour.
Can you tell us a few details about the new album?
Well, I can't give away too much. I think it might take some people by surprise as far as the direction. It's not quite as fast of an album as some of the previous records. It definitely has more of a atmospheric kind of vibe to it. And the few people that have heard what we have so far have basically said that it's sort of a combination between Dark Side of the Spoon, Filth Pig, and Psalm 69.
Well, can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Since we're going to see you for the first time in Greece, we would like you to describe to the people who haven't seen you yet what a typical Ministry show includes.
Well, kind of difficult to answer because there is no typical Ministry show. Everyone is completely different from the other. It usually consists of a complete assault on all of your senses. We usually do... you know, we have video visuals going. We have extremely loud sounds coming from the stage. The band is very energetic and visual these days. So it's just a complete assault on all of your senses. People usually leave our show with a look on their face like they just got hit over the head with a bat or something.
How does it feel every time that you visit a new place? Is it an extra motive for you to play even better, or you just go out without thinking it?
Yeah, I mean, we approach every show the same way. We're just excited just to be there because I don't think any of us have ever played there. So we're very much looking forward to being in Greece. But as far as approaching the show, I mean, we approach every show the same way.
How do you feel about playing in Greece and meeting the Greek fans for the first time?
Very excited, man. I can't wait. I really can't wait to get to Greece. Looking forward to it. It's our first two shows are going to be there in Greece. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that we will get there the day before our first show. So I'm hoping we can do a little sightseeing when we get there.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Ministry faced a devastating loss in the face of the mighty Mike Skaxia.
Yes.
Fans would like to know how he was as a person and as a friend to you all.
Sure. Mikey was an amazing individual. Not only was he amazing guitar player and musician, he was just one of the nicest guys and a very dear friend of mine. You know, he welcomed me into this camp early on. When I first joined, it was 2006, I joined as a guitar player for the Revolting Cox. And we were doing a tour of the Revolting Cox and Ministry. And he was, just very, very welcoming on that tour. And just treated me as if I'd been in the band, you know, and part of the organization for many, many years. So he was very thoughtful. And you know, the thing with Mikey is he was the real deal. There was nothing fake about him. He was just all about the music. didn't really care about any of the other, you know, BS that we have to deal with sometimes. To him, it was just strictly all about the music, and he was a, you know, an amazing guitar player and just a really good friend.
I see. So let's talk about non-ministry stuff a bit. You have contributed to bands like American Head, Charts, Lords of Acid, and Tactics in the past. Could we say that music lives inside you and you never stop craving for more?
Absolutely. You know, I knew when I was 6 years old that this is what I wanted to do. The very first time I heard Kiss Alive, the Kiss Alive record, I was six, and I decided right then that this is what I was going to do. And yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that music is just, it's in my blood. My dad was a singer in Mexico in the 60s. He had a band. So I think I was just born with it. You know, nobody ever pushed it on me.
It was in your blood.
Yeah, it was definitely in my blood. And, you know, it was just something that felt very natural to me and still does. It's just, to me, music is like breathing. Like, I need it. I need it every day. You know, if I'm not playing it, I at least need to be listening to it. I always have to have music around me with everything that I do. So it's definitely something just that just in my blood.
How did you feel when you saw your first show and you decided that this was a thing that you would like to do in all your life?
Oh, man, you know, an amazing rush, just the biggest high I could ever feel. It just, you know, seeing the first show and the first concert just solidified what I already felt, because, you know, like I said earlier, from the time I was six, I already knew that's what I wanted to do. But seeing a band perform live for the first time,